I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. This week marked the annual commemoration of the Holocaust. Israel estimates that more than half the world's Holocaust survivors today live in the Jewish state, but they're quickly dying out. So this year, Israel is calling on survivors and their families to come forward and preserve their legacies before it's too late. Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's National Holocaust Museum and Archive, Yad Vashem, has amassed the world's largest collection of Holocaust-era documents. And still, there's a lot about the Holocaust we just don't know.
The Holocaust is still a black hole in European history. You have to know that we're still missing, for example, 2 million names of Holocaust victims.
Chaim Gertner directs the archives at Yad Vashem. He says there are a lot of important artifacts about the Holocaust in Israel, but they're not in the museum. They're stashed in attics and closets and drawers throughout the country.
We assume that in every house, in the hands of everyone almost in Israel, there are fragments of this huge event.
Which is why the museum has mounted a nationwide campaign telling Holocaust survivors and their families, dig up your precious Holocaust-era mementos and give them to us.
Here it will be kept for generations to come. We have the ability to keep it here better than in your place. In your house, it's your personal story. Here, it's part of a huge scene.
One morning this week, a handful of Holocaust survivors and relatives answered the call.
My name is Miriam Peer Junger.
Miriam survived Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen. She sat with a Yad Vashem archivist, clutching yellowing photos.
Pictures from my family, my parents, father and mother.
Tears welled in her eyes as she told the story of how a man found the photos after the war and searched for her for a year and a half. They were the precious few photos of her parents she had. She was giving the pictures to Israel's Holocaust Museum, she said, so the whole world would know what happened to them. In the corner of the room, another woman told an archivist she survived the war hiding in a hole under her house. In the hideout, she watched a relative embroider a tablecloth. With tears in her eyes, the woman handed over the tablecloth to the archivist. Chaim Gertner, head of the archives, says it's not easy for people to part with their mementos. Some have only allowed the museum to take pictures, not take the objects themselves. But since the museum launched the campaign a few months ago, over 2,000 people called the hotline to inquire about donating.
Therefore, I think this is exactly the last minute that then they realize that they have to do it now. To collect now the documents with the story behind them as a last-minute mission, this is exactly what they feel. It comes from them.
There are over 200,000 Holocaust survivors living in Israel today. A recent study found that in Israel, about 35 Holocaust survivors die every day. In another 16 years or so, they'll all have passed away. That ticking clock has encouraged Israel to launch another initiative, the Holocaust-Era Asset Restitution Task Force, or Project HEART. Its aim is to get Jews from all over the world to report any assets snatched away from their families in Europe during the Holocaust. Anything from real estate to savings accounts to livestock. For decades, Germany has generously paid Jews reparations for stolen assets, but other Eastern European countries haven't. Bobby Brown, the project's director, says restitution will take lots of time and diplomatic pressure, but Israel needs to help these survivors stake these claims now, while they're still alive.
If we don't record this quickly, it will be lost. So the idea is to be able to represent real people in negotiations, in court cases. So we're racing against time.
These Israeli initiatives aimed to help Holocaust survivors come at a delicate time. Survivors in Israel have long complained that Israeli authorities have neglected them. Mordechai Harely survived the Theresienstadt concentration camp and came to Israel when he was 16.
We have been treated and viewed rather in a condescending way. You went to the slaughter like sheep, you didn't fight.
For years, that was the attitude in Israel, and Israeli authorities used German reparation money to finance Israeli institutions and build up the country, and less so to take care of individual survivors. Today, nearly a quarter of Israel's Holocaust survivors are poor and are struggling to pay for their rising medical bills. Harely hopes that Israel can help survivors reclaim their lost assets in Europe, if anything, so they have some extra cash to pay for the medicines they need. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Daniel Estrin took pictures of some of the survivors and their mementos. You can see them at theworld.org.